Elizabeth, what have we got?
Well, today, so the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is tomorrow.
Yeah, turn your mic up, please.
How's that, better?
Way better.
Much better.
Thank you.
Yes, Ruth.
Hi. So the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is a tradition. Everybody watches it. But back in 1997, it turned into a bloodbath. So there were high winds that were over 40 miles per hour, and there were multiple issues with the balloons.
Oh, my God. Didn't a light pole fall on a woman's head?
Yes.
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 The Cat in the Hat.
Yeah,
the Cat in the Hat float. It went into a lamppost. It fell into the crowd. One woman, it fell. It cracked her skull. She was in a coma for a month.
Oh. Yeah, they said hit her in the head. The head, he said. Dr. Seuss.
No, I got it. I wasn't sure if I should laugh or not. I'm like, you know.
No, it's good.
We thought she was dead.
Give it a pause and you're good.
Right.
So, but the one that everyone seems to remember and the one that comes up every year in social media is Barney's public execution. So
the death of Barney.
The death of Barney. So same thing happened. The wind gust blew Barney into a lamppost. It tore a hole in his side. And then he was kind of wobbling in the air, and they ended up bringing him to the ground. And then the New York Police Department officers tackled the balloon and just went like mad on it, stabbing it. And
it looked like the end of Julius Caesar. It really did. Because you see Barney, right? And he's standing up, but he's kind of flailing like he's injured. It's a huge rip in his side. And he's just like he's in death throes. And everybody's like trying to pull him down and stabbing him. I'm like, oh my God. I kill you. You kill me. Yeah. We're the Manson family. Yeah, exactly.
I do have a bit of amateur footage. So there's some wind gusts, but you can hear when they start stabbing. It's fantastic.
Crowd loves it.
Heard Ruth laughing.
Yep. And then they finally get the head right about here.
Wow, they're into it. These people are like,
That's
the cockfighting.
Hey, welcome to New York.
Let's go.
It's like, how can we judge the cockfighting people?
Right?
You can't.
The Barney people.
We kill the children's character. Yeah.
So I just wanted to know this for myself. One of these balloons costs around $200,000.
Whoa.
And
they're
about 700 to 1,000 pounds worth of vinyl.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of
it's a lot of work.
That's a lot
of stabbing that.
It just reminds me of the Blues Brothers, all the cops coming out, hop, 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 and they're stabbing.
But it's funny because in the crowd, you hear mostly the adults going, oh, those are the parents that had to watch Barney. They're like,
they're so happy.
You're right.
Kill the damn thing.
They've become the survivor tribe, like, yeah, get off our island.
Right. The kids are crying. The parents are like, yeah.
Not all the kids are crying.
Kate in Norwalk.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Good, thanks.
I have to say, one of my best Thanksgiving Day memories is going to that parade, and Barney actually popped right in front of my family, and they nailed it up, and we sat on top of it, and somewhere before digital pictures, we have a printout picture of all of us sitting on top of Barney.
That's like you conquered it?
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Find that picture.
That should come out every Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it should be framed.
We have to look for it.
So what do you remember from the incident?
We were just like a couple buildings down from a cross street, and that's what caught every single balloon. They would walk through the intersection. The wind would just gust it, and then these poor people holding the balloons down, all of them would just get lifted up, and they would fight and fight. And then when Barney came along, I think it smashed into one of the buildings, and that's what ripped it. And then they were just struggling to try to, like, wrangle them in, and then they rolled it up like a big tent, just like three folds in, roll it up, and then it just sat there. And the thing, I'm pretty tall. Like, this was my freshman year in high school. I was probably about 5'10". And with it rolled up, it was like as tall as I was. We like literally had to climb up. Yeah, climb up on top of him, and it was just this big purple roll.
How did that go? Like, as a family, you're like, what do you think? climb up
luckily we...
or run?
Well, having my dad around, he's the one that instigates all trouble. So he definitely was like, get up there, kids. Let's go. Get up there. Then we got a better seat for the rest of
this
the
never happened again.
We were just above everybody, and we're like, great. We're not, like, stuck in the crowd.
Oh, there's a Christmas card right there.
That is a Christmas card. Oh, that's great.
Oh, you have to find that picture.
Yeah.
Is your dad still with us?
Yeah. We're all, still very well in here.
Great. Cool. Can I put you on hold? I want to grab your number. Maybe we could talk to your dad at some point. That's awesome. All right, Ruth, great job. All right, you know, the war in the woods happening tonight, undefeated Seymour taking on undefeated Woodland in one of the most anticipated Thanksgiving football games of the year.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Turkey Day tussle known as the War of the Woods. Turkey and stuffing are the usual on Thanksgiving, but in Connecticut, it's all about the pigskin. The Seymour High Wildcats are looking to roar a victory against the Hawks of Woodland High, and the Hawks are looking to drop that cap through the windshield.
I think Seymour is going to have their hands full. Our Woodland Hawks are going to stomp all over them.
Both teams are undefeated, and someone's O has to go.
I heard there was a challenge thrown out.
It's the Battle of the Singing Selectmen, the War of the Woods.
Well, I'm not singing anyway, so you can actually pick any song you want.
Okay, we have on the phone right now First Selectwoman of Seymour, Ann Marie Dragonis, and First Selectman of Beacon Falls, Jerry Smith. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So the game's tonight at 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Nice.
Okay, how you two feeling?
Good.
I'm feeling pretty good, although I won't be there. I'll be up north in New Hampshire, unfortunately, for the game.
No.
Oh, you'll be getting lots of texts.
Yes, lots.
Oh, I'm sure.
Updates.
Yep. All right. You know, the leader of the losing side will be showing up at the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Motor Group Toy Drive to sing. Now, before we go over some of the songs that have been picked out by the tribe, does anyone have a song that's like their go-to song that they're like, you know what? If I'm going to sing a holiday song, I'd love to sing this one because I'm good at it.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Marie, what you got? I was just going to say, Marie,
yeah, the awkward silence says everything, right?
I heard sweating. I heard sweating.
Yes.
My favorite go-to Christmas song is Last Christmas by Wham.
Ooh, then we all suffer even worse now. Yeah. Not happening.
Right. I hope you guys remember.
First Selectman Smith?
I don't know. I guess probably Jingle Bells would be the go-to song. Mm. Standard, everybody knows.
Yeah. Too easy. We want them to suffer a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Short.
Right?
Yes.
Everyone?
Got to be a balance between suffering and easy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, all right. You never know.
All right. So some of the songs that have been pitched by the tribe. This one. How do you two think you'll do on this one?
I like that one for Anne Marie.
I was just saying, Jerry, I like that one for you. I'm not singing that song.
The high note, singing falsetto, yeah.
Yeah, you know what the best part would be at the end? All right, so it doesn't sound like you're enthused about that one. We don't care if you're enthused, but we just wanted to run that one by. Another one that the tribe suggested was a song that we had to suffer through for 24 hours at the box. You're my doll, rock and roll, feel the glamour. Barbie girl?
Yeah.
That's a good callback.
Yeah. I don't know if I could picture either one of the first like people saying, touch me there, kiss me here, hanky-panky.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I can.
Could be an issue.
Hey, you want votes, don't you?
Okay, then there was this one.
It's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, la, la.
First Selectman Dragonis, can we hear you say e-aunt, e-aunt?
Never.
Wow, refusal. Never!
As much as that was my dad loved that song, no.
Do it for Daddy.
First Selectman Smith.
Dominic the Donkey, e-aw, e-aw. Yeah, he could do that.
Oh, he's ready to go. Yeah. He's ready to go on that one.
He's like, that's right, my key range. I can hit that.
I can hit that.
I'm hoping to not have to do any of them. So
that's right.
Right.
All right, well, here's the song that we chose for both of you. So whoever loses, this is what you're singing at the toy drive. And here's the key. Whoever has to go and do this, you're going to be in front of a live audience. You got to put it on or we're going to boo the hell out of you.
Yeah, you got to bring it.
You got to bring it.
You got to bring it.
Oh, that's a perfect song. And Jared, I know you can do a whole dance name to that.
Oh, boy.
You can't help it. Your feet just move. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I had that album. I remember listening to that as a little kid. Getting nothing for Christmas.
You know, it'd be interesting too if you brought some of the football players with you to sing backup.
Nice. Nice.
That's a great idea because that's exactly what's going to happen to the team.
Yeah, they lost. They should suffer too.
I ain't been nothing but bad. I broke my bat on Johnny's head.
It's going to be the longest 2 minutes in Toy Drive history.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a smoke.
Well, we appreciate you.
It's a great song.
Yeah,
it's a great song for a great cause.
Well, that's the thing. You know, thanks to the Toy Drive, a lot of kids will be getting something for Christmas. And we appreciate both of you and your community spirit. Good luck to both teams, and one will be victorious, but the other one should not be disappointed. It's a great record. 9-0 is a great record.
Yeah. It is.
Win or lose, we'll be there.
That's okay.
That's right.
Great. Well, thank you, First Selectman Smith. Thank you, First Selectwoman Anne-Marie Dragonis. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm sure you guys will be flying back and forth with texts tonight. Can't wait to talk to you Monday. And
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, happy Thanksgiving. See you Monday.
Bye-bye.
I hit a frog and said, there's somebody snitched on me.
It's one of those campaign ads.
Yeah, you know what I like about this song is that you don't need any vocal ability. All you have to do is try to sound annoying. I figure, like, we could all do that. That's pretty
that's
easy.
You should do this every day for me.
This is where the football players come in. Right? They do the backup.
That'd be great.
I think so, yes.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Wow, sounds just like them.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I could definitely see that happening.
I like that. Yes. One more show. It's awesome.
Any players from either team listening right now? Because, you know, a lot's on the line here.
Yeah, there's reason to win.
It's going to end up on TikTok. It's going to end up on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Motivation.
Yep.
It's not a loss that's going to be forgotten over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so good luck. 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. So we have those. They fall into a little montage, right? And then there's some that just won't fall into a montage.
Of course, I love the turkey, but my favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal is the vegetables, the combination of green beans, asparagus, and carrots that we enjoy in Thanksgiving is probably my favorite part. 35 miles an hour.
What?
What's going on in the background?
What was that? Yeah.
I got that, and I had two thoughts. I was like, he's got to redo this. And then I was like, no. we can't put it in a montage.
This is good.
Okay, yeah. First he should start by introducing himself. Hi, this is Senator Blumenthal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think he probably thought we'd know by the voice.
Mm. Right.
But did he do it in the middle of like a trading floor? Or is he like Macy's? Where is he?
Accent behind him.
Did you listen to the conversation? Who's talking behind him?
I heard 35 miles an hour at the end of that.
Yeah, that part I heard too, yeah. Like, did he get pulled over?
It didn't sound like they knew he was doing this. I don't think he gave them the heads up. So if he's in his own office, that's if he's somewhere in public, like, go somewhere quieter. Like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Can we hear it again?
Whatever.
Of course, I love.
So, you know what my kid said to me? I heard that in the background.
Yeah.
Okay. But also, he just starts with, of course. He doesn't even say, he doesn't even say my favorite side is.
Right. Or introduce himself. Or,
right.
Yeah.
It's just like this. I wonder if he started talking before it went beep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he has.
I was just going to say that. Yep.
So he's like, "Hi, this is Senator Blumenthal, and my favorite side is."
Of course, I love the turkey, but my favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal is the vegetables. The combination of green beans, asparagus, and carrots. That
okay? Can we talk about that? Who wants green beans, carrots, and asparagus?
Is he a rabbit?
Like
no,
what?
No. No.
I wouldn't even say that, and I'm vegan.
Green beans and carrots?
Yeah.
But asparagus?
Makes that's your instinct.
Bro, you can have that year-round.
There's never a shortage.
Yeah.
They sell the frozen bags where they're all mixed together.
Yes.
You can have carrots
anytime.
Yeah,
they're kind of giving away.
Yeah. Right. This is who?
You a rabbit?
Who in America drives to a family member's house thinking, man, I can't wait to get a hold of those green beans, carrots, and asparagus.
As soon as grandma puts those cold carrots out, I'm going to just start chowing down.
Get out of my way.
Right. The frozen mixed vegetables they threw together.
He's not saying like a glazed carrot, which is covered in butter. He's not talking about anything. It's just the vegetables.
Oh,
yeah.
Would be funny.
That's why he gets invited. It's like, at least we need someone to finish off these vegetables.
Okay. Yeah, green bean, that part.
Yeah.
Green beans, asparagus, and carrots that we enjoy in Thanksgiving is probably my favorite part. 35 miles an hour. And it
was like... Wow.
They went down the hill. I heard that part.
Right.
They just give him a plate of raw carrots, raw green beans, and raw...
And he's happy! Right.
What, are you putting this hutch?
Wow.
It's a little bowl. Looks
put in the hutch. It's
a little bowl of veggies.
Right.
The conversation going on behind him is way more interesting.
Desperate to know what's going
on. Down the hill. Yeah, somebody down the hill in 35 miles an hour.
35 miles an hour!
Call the CIA. Enhance, Phil. Enhance.
Yeah.
Get John Kiriakou back on.
We need him back on. What the hell?
What the hell?
Yeah, that's my favorite, too.
Is he home? Is he at his office? Is he at an event?
I am desperate to know who's behind him.
What time and day did the message come in? Was it time stamped? Do you remember?
Ruth received these. I don't know if you have that information.
Right. 12:13 p.m. on Monday.
Okay. Could be
so it's lunchtime, maybe.
Could be lunchtime.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in the cafeteria, the Senate dining room, where he's having carrots, green beans, and asparagus.
It's Donald.
My God. What?
Yeah.
Person, even if that is your favorite, why would you admit to that?
Yeah.
That's an answer an alien would give.
Guinness.
You know, like an alien would give that answer, like humans, parrots, you know?
What is healthy?
Asparagus, we love. Like, that's like saying, you know, my favorite part of Thanksgiving is the salt and pepper. You know?
It's that weird. That.
Yeah. ChatGPT would give a more human answer than that.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to ask. Hold on.
Okay.
ChatGPT, what is your favorite Thanksgiving Day side?
Wonder what the analytical
thinking
answer is going to be.
If I had to pick a favorite Thanksgiving side, I'm going with stuffing.
Correct.
Specifically, yep. The kind that's a little crispy on the edges and soft in the middle. It's the perfect sidekick. Savory, comforting, and somehow even better than the next day. Yep. Or better the next day.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't get stuffing every day.
Green beans. Ask what thinks about string beans and carrots and asparagus.
Asparagus.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce. Woo!
Those two have to be in a car together.
It's Attorney General William Tong. Happy Thanksgiving. Last year, I made deep-fried spring rolls stuffed with pork and shrimp with little duck sauce on the side. Oh. Delicious.
Mayor Jay Moran, Manchester, Connecticut. My favorite Thanksgiving dish is the late-night Thursday night leftover turkey stuffed and cranberry mayonnaise sandwich, which I have to sneak because it's supposed to be Friday's lunch.
This is Jim Florentine, and my favorite Thanksgiving meal is, I guess it's the mashed potatoes, put some gravy on top, and then throw some corn on top of that. I'm not one of these picky people that, you know, my food can't touch other food on the plate. That's dumb, because the food is going in the same place, down your throat, and it's exiting the same way, too. So what's the difference?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a mixer. I like to mix the food.
Yeah, now I am. Not at first. At first, I was the they can't touch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I would eat them separately sometimes.
Why, when you grew up, did you have a plate that had the separators?
No. Regular plate.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where you put your asparagus, carrots, and green beans.
Yeah.
The three separate. Yeah.
So weird. Asparagus is a good fence. It's a good fence, yeah.
I have a little bit of a tradition on Thanksgiving. As Jennifer's preparing for us to whatever meal, then we go over to her Aunt Barbara's house in Newtown, and just a house full of loud, funny Italians and great food. I have the Macy's Thanksgiving parade on, and I bitch slap every single thing that's on there, and I just yell at the screen the whole time. It makes me so mad. I don't know. And she said, and her tradition is every year she says, "Why are you watching this? It clearly upsets you." And I'm like, I don't know. I've been watching it since I was a kid.
I'm a Cowboys fan. Of course I'm watching get mad.
Yeah. I would watch it as a kid, and the parade was actually a real parade, and that they did play-by-play on, and you would see a high school marching band, and you would see some performers, real performances. Now it's a paid event. It's pay. Each one of these floats is either one of their television shows.
Yeah. Right. Whatever network is airing it, it's going to be all their schlock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, this Broadway show, it's like, all right, how much did you pay for that? And then it's one commercial after another. And I'm like, this is a great, what was once a great American tradition that you took and you wrung every good thing out of it.
Yep.
So you could monetize every second of this thing. This is what was a great American tradition and you ruined it. And I just don't know how we let a network take that from the country and ruin it. Like, how does Macy's not say, wait a minute. Look, we like the money, but this is about the kids. It's about the...
I think that was your answer right there.
Horrible.
Yeah. Can I ask you...
Yeah. And they're lip-syncing. Lip-syncing.
Yep. It's all lip-syncing. Yep.
One question.
Yes.
Can you please record this tomorrow?
Yeah, you should record it.
Yeah, you should run some tape on it. Yeah. It's not like you're watching it now.
So everyone around you like, hey, calm down. And you're like, no!
Oh, they switched Thanksgiving.
The UConn band is going to be in there tomorrow. It's the first time they've been invited to go.
They will not make the television broadcast. And if they do...
Yeah, it's going to be three seconds overhead.
You won't hear them.
Exactly.
It'll be like, no. There they are.
They'll talk right over them.
They'll talk over them.
Yep.
Bastards.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the advertising dollars now. It's all like... I'm sure every spot on that parade now is...
Every spot.
A dollar amount.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, you were talking about this earlier. We're talking about Foreigner. He said, they're going to be in the parade.
Yep.
Right. They paid because they're touring.
Yep.
So they said, all right, how much for us to get in? They pay.
And their float pulls up.
And they won't even be playing music. Yeah. It'll be lip syncing Foreigner.
Yep. Yeah. Bandstand all over again.
Anyway, I'm thankful.
That's a great tradition. I love it.
Yeah. Before we take a break, we were doing this an hour or so ago. Yeah, an hour ago. We were talking about like the negative thing that happened that turned out to be a positive thing. And Ruth had a real good one I forgot about.
Oh.
Ruth?
Oh.
Yeah, so as Chris from Tallinn was telling her story about how she was laid off and it ended up turning into an even better job for her, I'm sitting there like, go girl, because that is exactly my story too. So I was with a company for over 20 years, and in August of 2022, they'd been purchased and went through several rounds of layoffs. I survived most of them, but then my time was finally up in August of 2022, and man, it was really the only job that I ever knew, and I was devastated and I didn't know what I was going to do, so I started applying and I saw this job and I was like, well, that'd be awesome. I'd be in the same position. If I don't get it, I might as well just apply. And it was for this job here, and almost 3 years later, here I am, and I couldn't be more thankful for being laid off from my former company, because I absolutely love it here and love all you guys.
Couldn't have found a better person. A senator that doesn't know how to say Thanksgiving and a governor who doesn't know how to say pumpkin.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News. Yeah.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
Look, kids, it's AJ.
Back to the children's table. Go back to the children's table.
AJ, do you have sandwiches?
I have sandwiches.
Yay.
Yay. I got sandwich. Yay.
Yay. Dave from Riverview Bistro is here. And, you know, every Wednesday before Thanksgiving, he is kind enough to bring food from the restaurant. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Meredith.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And he said, you know, the last time this happened, Pepe's brought pizza, and AJ was at the listen to us eat Pepe's pizza. By the way, it's going to be our Christmas card. AJ's drawing up a picture of us just having the best time eating pizza in the studio, and AJ alone at home with nothing.
Under a dark cloud.
A piece of cheese. A teardrop going down my cheek.
We'll tell you how you get one of these Christmas cards next week. But Dave heard that and he was like, okay, before I bring food, I'm going to drop AJ off some food.
That was very nice of you. Thank you so much.
Not just food.
Thank you, Dave.
Could potentially be the best sandwich on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been around the world, but this is the best sandwich I've ever had.
Oh, these, yeah,
what is going on here?
It's really good.
Yeah, it's a special pastrami that we make at the restaurant.
You make it.
Yeah, so we actually have somebody who smokes the pastrami for us, but then we create and change it. So they bring it over, and most people get pastrami, and then they just heat it up, slice it, and eat it. We don't. We change it, and we modify it.
Yeah.
So, and that's why it is the best.
It
by
is
far.
One of the best pastramis I've ever had.
And I'm a pastrami fan.
I haven't had a whole ton of pastrami, but I think the ones I have had are from, like, Arby's.
Yeah, I'm not a pastrami person.
Not a good comparison. Yeah.
I don't wake up and think, you know what I want today? A pastrami sandwich. But when I have this, I'm like, this is crave-worthy.
It's crazy. Yes. It is such a good sandwich.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, AJ, I know he didn't want me to mention this on the air, but Joe Ceccarelli, came to the food drive.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, man, I want to help out AJ. You know, what can I do? Can I have a restaurant deliver food? Can I do whatever? I'm like, have Dave from Riverview Bistro handle it.
Yep.
And Dave, how did that go?
So he reached out to me, and I had then, of course, as you remember, AJ, I was texting you, do you do DoorDash, Uber Eats? And you were like, no, I don't do any of those things.
Of course not.
He asked a lot of questions.
And then he slips and he says, no, I'm all set. I do Instacart. And that's how we got the Instacart.
Yep.
Did you find out about this yet, AJ?
Yes, I did. I have a really, really good amount, money-wise, of $500. Gift cards. $500.
Generous man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No, man. Listen,
for all you do for everybody, AJ, we all like to help you too, and you never let anybody help you.
Hold on, Dave. What was that sound, AJ?
Was Siri.
That was my stupid Siri went off. She said, "My pleasure." I'm like, "What?" Stay out of this.
Yeah. Siri.
Yeah.
Is taking the credit for Joe Ceccarelli's donation.
She took the credit, like, you bitch. Right. I'm sitting there, I'm like, that's what broke me out of my tears. I'm like, what the hell was that? I went from tears to rage, like, stay out of this.
No, it's talking to you, Siri.
It's your nemesis.
You know what? That's a good way to get out of an uncomfortable Thanksgiving conversation. Just have your phone start going off.
Right.
Siri? It goes off when I don't want it to. When I need to help me, it just leaves me alone. Right? I'm in a bad neighborhood. Yep. I'm like, help me get out of here. Nothing, right? I thank somebody. I'm in tears. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're welcome. <What's up? laughs> Stupid device. And they call us a smartphone? Stupid phone.
Well, now we're all in tears, AJ.
Yep, way to ruin a moment, AJ. Thank you. Appreciate that.
No, we can't thank you, Dave, enough
for your support throughout the year. Thank you. And thank you, Joe.
Joe Ceccarelli, what a great man. He always shows up big.
Always.
Big hugs when I see you, man.
He did, I think it was 70-something turkeys and cash, and then took care of you. And
yeah.
It's the greatest part of this job is running into people like him. Now, I knew him before. I grew up in the Valley. His dad and uncle owned Ceccarelli Lumber. But, you know, coming in regular contact with people who are so generous is, like, really the number one benefit of the job, to see that in action, you know?
Yes.
All right. So, we are thankful for our senator. We're thankful for our governor. However, we have to point out simple things when they can't do simple things, like, say, Thanksgiving.
Of course, I love the turkey, but my favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal is the vegetables, the combination of green beans, asparagus, and carrots that we enjoy in Thanksgiving is probably my favorite part. 35 miles an hour.
This conversation in the background is killing
Bugs Bunny.
Did he not say Thanksgiving?
Fangiving?
Fang.
My favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal.
Again later.
Right.
Fangiving.
Fangiving.
Yeah. We enjoy Thanksgiving.
He says it fast.
Like Thanksgiving.
It's when vampires celebrate.
Yeah.
We enjoy Thanksgiving.
And then Governor Lamont didn't say pumpkin?
No.
Jazz and AJ, I find turkey a little bit dry. I love stuffing with a lot of gravy, little mashed potatoes. Maybe some pumpkin pie with ice cream.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin. Hey, a pumpkin pie, huh?
Hey, pumpkin.
I'm pumpkin. Boobity boobity, huh? Pumpkin pie.
Bobbity boobity, pumpkin. Bobbity boobity. Pumpkin.
Maybe some pumpkin pie with
pumpkin pie.
You know, he probably has it in his head. Like, we got in his head with that pumpkin clip. Do you remember that clip? Hold on here.
Get your Christmas tree. Get a pumpkin. Get some wine.
Maybe
see, he's bringing in the fresh grapes.
You know, they're never going to give us a voicemail again.
You're never going to get anything wrong.
Yeah. You don't listen to a 20-second voicemail back before you send it.
Or, you know, there's this thing on your phone. You can record it and delete and then record and then send.
It's 20. Right. Just do it again.
Yeah. Next job, Siri, do it.
These guys. So Senator Blumenthal oversees billions and billions and billions of dollars. Can't say Thanksgiving.
Right.
We're thankful for them, though. All right. Boston
and
John
and pumpkin pie.
Hey,
hey!
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too.
Hey, so I'm going to go feed my fellow veterans on things tomorrow morning. I'm going to help set up and then help dish it out to all my guys.
That's cool.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'm going to do that early in the day, and then after that, I just go home and be thankful, feed my face, smoke some weed, feed my face.
There he is. Yeah. There's Boston John.
Where's the Boston John?
Where's Boston John? What do you do with him?
Yeah, and then, you know, I do believe that the windsock is open, so I will probably stop by there before
going
home.
For you it is.
Very good. Yeah, you have the key to the place,
right? Have a good one, guys. I love you all.
Love you, too.
Love you, too, man. He's out
here. All right, Bob Peckham sent me an email explaining what might be in the background of Senator Blumenthal's message. Senator Blumenthal was at the Homes for the Brave grand opening for the new edition at 1 o'clock and was around a crowd of maybe 100 people when he sent that in. So that makes sense.
Okay.
Still funny.
It's just, I desperately need to know what was going on back then.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, what's doing 35 miles an hour?
Who was doing that?
And asparagus?
That's wild. Asparagus.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.